Hi, Dr. Mark, back again in video number 2 on the dark sides here in this mini course, or also called the shadow sides, interchangeable. And what we want to do is we want to look at what are the danger zones, what are the danger triggers, signs and cues. There's a theory out there called the island theory. Maybe you've heard of it. The island theory says that if you draw a circle around what you know, you then begin to discover what you don't know outside of that circle. So as you look at yourself, your body of knowledge within yourself, this is why you're considering Christian Leaders Institute or the college or one of the other programs. And as you draw a circle around you and your self, you begin to see that you really don't know what you don't know. And that's a big part of the shadow side. We tend to forget. We tend to enter a danger zone. We tend to not understand what happened when we were 5 years old or 10 years old or 15 years old, the danger zones that we entered into that cast a shadow now on our adult personhood and how we interact with people, how we behave, how we see things around us, our worldview. What are these danger zones? What are the things that we have not considered? Or we have considered, but we just haven't dealt with it. Here's the top 10 list. Number 10 through number 6. Here we go. Number 10. There it is. The top 10 dangers of the shadow sides begin. And this is where the research has shown over the past 20 years that it begins with stagnant, ineffective organizations. That's actually at the 10. The number 1 is different, of course. Number 10, about stagnant, ineffective organizations. We can see that this is where, as we've been a part of organizations, in families, and also being part of churches that have been ineffective or stagnant, that this has an influence on us, especially as we're looking at leadership and, of course, or being a manager, being an influence in other groups. So, ineffective organizations. Anger, frustration, cynicism. What's caused the anger? What cynicism? What are you frustrated about? What are you still frustrated about? What is that resentment you've hung on to since age 11? What has still been there and you just, or maybe you've forgotten about it? You need to sit down and do some journaling and say, what's really going on? Why do I feel frustrated still when I interact with my boss? It reminds me of dad, teacher, coach, or my mother, or that female daycare worker, whatever it may be, whoever it may have been. What was the damage? What are you angry about? Anger has to do with loss of worth. And what are you doing with that energy? Oh, with that anger, what injustices are you seeing that are there but are not there? Nothing to do with the other at the present, but has to do with what happened from the past. That's number 9. Well, now number 8. Church splits. Church splits. I have been a part of a church split. I've also been in the middle of church politics. It's sad. Because people, they have an agenda. They want power. Or they become the elder or the deacon, and you know they completely change, because then they have a position, they have a role, and it's all about them, or something like it. And unfortunately, with many church situations, you have a group that rises up and they form a coup and they intervene and they shut out the pastor, or they shut out the congregation, or both, and take over. And eventually, one group then leaves and you have a split. And with that split comes hurt feelings, betrayal, frustration, depression, the list goes on. Trauma as well. And how that trauma can stick with someone. It's been 30 years since the church split, the major church split I was in the middle of, and where my father was a pastor, the pastor of that church, a church of 4,000 people. And unfortunately, the split happened. But looking back, of course, in our situation, we now see how God, and He's always faithful, blessed and brought out a whole purpose He had in mind. But that's not clear for everybody. And, of course, over time, we had to heal. That's one of the danger zones to pay attention to. Next one. Premature ministry dropout, rapid staff turnover. As it refers to ministry, of course, our whole context here is in ministry. Or, of course, you've been around it when being a part of the church with your family. And you've noticed this. We pick up on it. We don't understand it at the time. But we see how ministers will come and go, or staff people come and go who have been, we form a bond with them. Or, of course, you've been in a ministry and you've had a colleague who has left, or you've left. And you're seeking out more training. And as you seek out more training here with Christian Leaders Institute, this is where you're saying, how can I get better? How can I improve? How can I sharpen the saw? Get sharper. Be aware. Let's look at our shadow sides. This is all key in becoming more effective for God's kingdom. And going to the place where God has designed you to be. Because not only do we look at shadow sides, we look at spiritual gifts, passion, calling. That's a whole other course. But as we look at gifts in 1 Corinthians 12, the body of Christ, and how we're gifted, Romans 12 as well, we then look at how these things play in to addressing our shadow sides. So, as we look at dropout, we also look at then number 6 on the list, substance abuse, or substance use disorder, as it's also called. So with substance abuse, substance use disorder, that's pretty straightforward. Abusing any substance, not just alcohol, but it could be cocaine, it could be crack, it could be other things. You name it. Anything, even food, which is a substance. There's a chemical makeup in food. And it affects us. It serves the brain and the body. Well, we have issues and we want to eat. And that relates to a whole other course I've taught here for Christian Leaders Institute called Breaking the Addiction Cycle. And it plays into here as well with substance use and abuse as a disorder. So those are the first few things that we have to consider. The first part of our top 10 list when we look at the danger zone. Next video, we look at the other half of this list from number 5 right on to number 1, where we'll continue the countdown and proceed from there looking at how dysfunction, where dysfunction what it is, and where it comes from. See you next time.